Hello?
Secretary McNamara on.
President, may I call Walt Rostow and ask him to work up a contingency press release that would respond to allegations that we screwed up another peace effort and that would make reference to the 10-mile restriction, the Polish talks, the bombing of the 13th, 14th, the current discussions, etc. Wilson has just put out a statement that is likely to raise question later. It says that based on his talks with Kosygin, he thinks a peace could be arranged. I don't have it right in front of me, but that's the essence of it. And our public relations people feel they're going to be pressed very hard after we put out the announcement this afternoon as to whether there were peace talks, what there were, and why they failed, and why didn't we continue a cessation of bombing, and so on.
Yes, I don't think it, we want to get into the London conversations too much, though, now, do you?
I'd stay away from them, but I would just like to see the best possible statement from your point of view, protecting you, written down so we have it available, because you don't know what Wilson's going to say. He's going to try to make himself a hero, and if things didn't succeed, it was really not his fault but ours. This is what I fear will come out of all this.
Yeah, okay, I think that's
I'll
all
call
right.
Walt.
Now, he's landed, I assume, but now?
Yes, he should have, 5 minutes ago.
Have you heard anything back?
No, I haven't, although
from
the naval gunfire. No, I talked to Buzz just a moment ago, but we don't have anything on the bombing yet. But the naval gunfire is due to start in 5 minutes. And we may, of course, be queried as a result of a Hanoi statement that gunfire has started. And I've already given our people a statement they can make under those circumstances.
When do you think the other thing will come on?
Well, my guess is that it'll start around 2:30 or so, and we'll hear about it 3 to 3:30.
Okay.
Fine, thank you.